From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Oh, my friends, we have so much to share with you today. I wish that we could be right there with you, but we thank God so very much for the opportunity to enter into your home or wherever you watch this program. The first thing that we are going to zero in on is this, the deception of Chrislam. Oh, and Iran is ready to wipe Israel off the map. They've made their boasts and they say, we're ready. We get so many letters from people who say, thank you, Jack. Thank you so much for not compromising, for giving us the truth and the fact as to where America is really headed. Now, this is a letter that we received from Dwayne D. Williams. Read it with me, if you will. Thank you. And thank you for not compromising your stand on awakening America to the threat carnal Christianity poses to our country and way of life. It is hard to believe you would be censored for your stand against false prophets and self-promoting ministers. My heart aches as I see the downward spiral our nation is undergoing. We truly thank you for that letter, Mr. Williams. From the bottom of our hearts, we received so many like this. Now, Jack, I thank him too for not compromising. Where do you really think our nation is going right now?
Well, let me add that I received 10,000 emails from all over America congratulating me for taking that stand against apostasy. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you where we're headed. It's going to get worse and worse because this is the final sign. The Bible teaches that a one-world government will arise in Revelation 13, verse 1, and a world religion in that same chapter, verses 11 to 18. And the leader of the world religion has the two horns of a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. And the two horns stand for Christianity because Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1:29. And the dragon typifies his slighted tongue filled with poison because the dragon is Satan, Revelation 20, verse 2. And we are in real trouble. This is the final sign, and so we're beginning to see the false Christ and the false prophets coming from everywhere. And that's what Jesus said concerning the final sign. And I'm going to prove that we are the generation. I won't set the day and the hour, but we're the generation. It's going to happen very soon. Why? Listen to Jesus. Just before I come, there shall be false Christs and false prophets. Matthew chapter 24, verses 5, 11, and verse 24. And they're even going to create signs and wonders so that even the elect shall be deceived. And the elect are the best cream of the crop Christians who are being bamboozled right now. And that, of course, you find in 1 Peter 1, 2, and Titus 1, 1. And the Bible says in Matthew 7, 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves, and they're tearing our people apart. And I'll name names as long as God lets me live, because I'm against these false prophets. That's why our God Yahweh said in Jeremiah 14, verse 14, the prophets are lying prophets in my name, but I have not sent them. Oh, and they're going to pay a price when they meet Jesus as he returns in Jude, verses 13 and 14 and 15. Read it when the program ends.
I want to back up to something here as to where our nation is going. What will be the result? Do you remember that wonderful name, Dr. Peter Marshall? Oh, He was a great man, a profound speaker and chaplain of the United States Senate. There you see him, Dr. Peter Marshall. And this is what he said. Oh my, the choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. Oh my.
Disintegration means a cave-in.
A cave-in, absolutely. And I think that we need to really put our nation right now in our focus. If we're going in that direction with chaos and all the rest that he said, Jack, we need to stand up for our faith, I believe.
Oh, and I'm standing up, and that's why the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, endure affliction. Those who criticize you for standing up for the faith, and I'm going to do it. Listen to me, my dear friend. We have been called for this hour in history at Rexel and I to speak out and uplift the word of the Lord. My Bible says, and Paul wrote it through the Holy Spirit's inspiration in 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 to 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. It's here. But they'll heap to themselves teachers who will tickle their ears, and they shall be turned away from the faith and from true doctrine to fables. We got a lot of fable preachers doing little sermonettes that create Christianettes in our pulpits today. Get into the Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine. And when you're not preaching doctrine, you are out of the will of God as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did Paul do what he said, fight the good fight of faith? He's coming to the end in 1 Timothy 4. Beginning with verse 6. And he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I'm going home to see Jesus. I've come to the end. Oh, but I've fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them who love his appearing. Preacher, there are 10,385 verses on the second coming of Christ, one out of every four, and you've never mentioned it. You're robbing your members of the watcher's crown in 2 Timothy 4:8. He said, this crown is not only for me, but for all of them also who love his appearing. That's why Titus 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope, the rapture, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's look. So we have a crown, a watcher's crown, presented to us to lay at the feet of Jesus.
Oh, Jack, I love the word. I love to hear him quote the Bible, don't you? And everything that he gives to us week after week, he always backs up with the Bible. Take a look, if you will, please, at this DVD, The Deception of Chrislam. Take a Stand Ministries. And of course, this was by Eric Barger. Now, you know, Jack, in this particular video, he addresses some things, the deception of Chrislam. You know, friends, my faith is centered around three things, and Chrislam does away with those three things. And I'm going to ask Jack about those three things. First of all, it has to do with Jesus being the Son of God, the second member of the Trinity. Now, they do away with that. If you go with Chrislam, you do away with that. Is that correct, Jeff?
Oh, you better believe it, Rexanne. I'm going to tell you something. We had a president who was promoting through the United Nations the blasphemy law that if anyone said anything against Islam, against Muhammad or the Quran, they could be severely punished and even put to death. But what they do with Jesus in the sunnahs and hadiths of Muhammad and in the Quran is real blasphemy. And we Christians sit back in fear and say nothing. Now, I want you to get this, all right? When our Jesus returns, he's the chief lieutenant for Mahdi, and he is the executioner to kill Jews and Christians who won't convert. I'll give you that in a moment where you can find it in the Quran. Jesus comes back and says, I was not God. I'm not a deity. I didn't die on a cross. I've come back to smash all the crosses because I wasn't genuine in what I told you or what I did for you. Imagine, as he endured all that pain, he didn't mean it. God forgive him. And he said, it is my duty as an evangelist for Mufti, for I've converted since I left, to win all Jews and Christians who, if they convert, will be fine. If they don't, it's my job to put them to death. I'm going to show you that from the leader of the movement in a few moments. But you say, is that in the Quran? I won't say surahs, because you don't understand that. It means chapters. Chapter 4, verses 157 to 59. Verses 172 and 73, chapter 5, verses 72 and 73, chapter 6, verse 19, and chapter 9, verse 30, and chapter 19, verses 33 and 88. I'll tell you, folks, we are in trouble. 2 Corinthians 4:3 says, if our gospel be hidden, it's hidden to them that are lost. We are to go and tell all the world about Jesus, every creature, Mark 16:15. Think it over. Pray about it. Now, what does this Bible say about Jesus? Romans 9:5. Christ came who is over all. God bless forever. 1 Timothy 3:16. Great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh. 1 John 5:20. We have believed in Christ. He's the true God and eternal life. What about him being the Son of God? Oh, I'll tell you. I've used this in a few programs, but I want to say it again. In Matthew 16, verses 15 to 18, the Lord Jesus looks at his apostle Peter and says, who do you say I am? He said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen and amen. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father in heaven has shown you that. I'm his son. Then he went on to say, on this rock that I am the eternal Son of God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. His son, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus speaks again in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son of God has eternal life, and he that believes not on the Son of God does not have life, but the wrath of God abides in him. Enough said, huh? Oh, I love Hebrews 1:8. The Father is speaking to his Son, and he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. He's calling his own Son God, the second member of the Trinity. 1 John 5:11, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Verse 12, he that has God's Son has life. He that does not have God's Son does not have life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. And if you don't believe that, I don't care what I read to you from all those surahs. 1 John 2:22 says he is an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son relationship. We better do a little checking of our Bibles to see where the similarities are as well as the contrasts, because those contrasts make it dangerous for you to have eternal life.
Oh, you know what? The first verse my mother ever taught me was the one you just quoted, John 3:16. If you have children, teach them that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. How powerful they get that in their heart. He's the only Savior. This religion and some religions have many ways to heaven. In fact, a lot of people in their Christian churches are saying many ways to heaven. Is Jesus the only way to heaven, Jim?
He really is, Rexella. The Father is speaking, and he said, I have sent my Son, there it is again, to be the Savior of the world, 1 John 4:14. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. None, none. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the good news about Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, I love this. Christ made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20. Revelation 1:5, unto Christ who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And I love Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10. They sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy, Jesus, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign with You on the earth for that 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. That's my Jesus. That's the Bible Christ.
Oh, that's the Bible Christ, and that's my Christ, Jack.
Amen.
That's my
Amen.
Savior. And we're going to ask you in a moment, is that your Savior? Very, very important for us to have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Assemblies of God World Missions is saying our partnership is in question for the first time, and I would like for you to see on the screen a book, The Pentecostal Evangel, and it has to do with the essential scriptural integrity. Now, they have met with the Wycliffe Bible translators, and they say, we're sorry, we're going to have to separate from you. This is something that they told them. There's no need to change biblical language to try to help the Holy Spirit bring the Muslims' understanding of the inspiration of the text of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, Dr. George Wood, the General Superintendent of the United States Assemblies of God, says, our fellowship is unrelentingly committed to the authority and infallibility of the Scripture. We will neither compromise nor dilute God's eternal truth nor change what the real meaning is. Thank you so much. They've taken this stand. And I praise the Lord for that,
Jack. Praise the Lord for the Assemblies of God of America taking the stand against these apostates. And you better take it against some of these pastors who are apostates too. Thank God for the man I call my pastor, Dr. Dave Williams, of one of the largest Assembly of God churches in history. And he stands where I stand as one of my board members. Now, let me say this right now. It's the right thing to do. Romans 16, verse 17, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine of Christ which you received, and avoid them, avoid them, avoid them. Hey, that can't be any plainer, can it? Ephesians 5, 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. 2 Corinthians 6, 18, come out from among them and be a separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Amen and amen. God bless you folks there at the Assembly of God headquarters. Amen.
Oh, yes. Thank the Lord so very, very much for all of those who are taking a stand. You know, the Baptists and some of the others are taking a real stand about this also, but we thank the Lord for that great article. Now, there are two men, most powerful men in Iran, and they have the same goals. Take a look. The Ayatollah versus the president, their same goal is saying what this next article is. Kill the Jews, annihilate Israel. And also, Iran ready to wipe Israel off the map. That is what we've been hearing them say for a long time. Now, Mohammad Kabini, and he is the chairman of the Islamic Supreme Council of America. This is what he has to say about his Mahdi. We see that the Mahdi will lead a world revolution that will institute a new world order based on the religion of Islam. The Mahdi will offer the religion of Islam to the Jews and Christians. If they accept it, they'll be spared. Otherwise, they'll be killed. And Prophet Jesus will be the executioner under Mahdi, and Islam will be victorious over all the religions. Now, you know, friends, that is not my Jesus. He's not an executioner. He's the Savior of the world, Jack.
What angers me about all of this, and the Bible says, be angry and sin not, is Matthew 28, 19 is, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, we have it so good in America, but it may not last very long. Believe me, persecutors are going to start here soon. They've already captured 161 American-born Muslims, and they were going to do things, but they got them in time. In Egypt, they killed the priests in the Catholic Church. In Iraq, they did the same. Our troops have come home now, and already there have been suicide bombings against Christians and others, and hundreds of again died. It's not going to end. In Somalia, Roman Catholics with Bibles on their own yacht were captured, and they put bullets in the back of their heads, and nobody knows where their bodies are right now. God forgive them. And all I can say is, be faithful to Revelation 2:10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love that name, Jack. Jesus. And I would ask you, friends, what do you think about Jesus? Is he the Son of God to you? Is he the Savior of the world? Can he really wash your sins away? If he's the Savior of the world, he died to do that. He died on Calvary. Oh, how wonderful to know the Savior. Do you have a problem? The Lord will come into your life and take care of whatever that problem is. Be your Savior. Jack, would you pray that prayer, please?
It's this simple. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Call. Lord Jesus, oh, precious Jesus, how you suffered, shed your holy blood to cleanse me from all my sin. Jesus, today I'm trusting in you as the only way to heaven. Come into my heart. Cleanse me of all my sin. Save me now, Jesus. In your holy name I pray it. Amen.
Amen. You know, God promised that if you ask my Son into your life, you'll be my child. How wonderful. For the first time, I want to say congratulations to you because you just became a member of God's family, a son of God. Oh, how wonderful it is to be a member of God's family and be forgiven of our sins. If you pray that prayer, let me know. There's my address. I'll send you this wonderful little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. Maybe you've been going in the wrong direction, perhaps with drugs, alcohol, promiscuous sex, or whatever it might be. The Lord has forgiven you of your sin. How good to know the Savior of the world. All right, First Steps in a New Direction will be in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Let me just say, friends, that I want to leave you with this very, very good thought. Our hearts are restless till they find their rest in Christ. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very, very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.